Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, training camp is where we are right now. We're still talking a little bit about that. Excuse me, Mary Kay Cabot bringing up some interesting points about this week's game against the Seattle Seahawks. They were supposed to play this game against Buffalo, and somehow, some way, it ended up becoming Seattle. How does that happen?
You'd have to ask the schedule.
I don't understand. Especially when you think about what a long trip it is. I don't care that they're playing in Seattle on Saturday. I know people want to say, well, you got to stay up late at night, blah, blah, blah. It's a game, doesn't mean anything. But it is a little, I mean, if they didn't have the next week off, it might be a little bit taxing on the team trying to come back. But then again, they're professional athletes, so they're okay with it. We did come up with the idea that maybe they should have played this game halfway. If that place would have been in South Dakota, probably is where they should have played this game, in Rapid City, South Dakota, which would have been almost exactly halfway between Seattle and Cleveland. Thank you. I even have a stadium for them, too. Dunham Field at O'Hara Memorial Stadium. Division II college. They can play there. Get about 5,000 at the game.
Is it available or is there a tractor pull? May have to check.
Oh, I didn't even think about it. Oh, this could be the rodeo week, too.
See?
I should look and see what county it is, too. This isn't a bad week for rodeos and counties and county fairs, especially out west. Yeah. You know what? You're a lot smarter than I am. I just did not think about that. I did not think about that at all. Jeff, when we talked to Mary Kay, you know, yes, we talked a little bit about the future of where we might be with these preseason games and what they might do with them. And it does seem like it is inevitable that the preseason games are going to go away. What do you think?
It's only a matter of time. They're not going to get an 18th game and leave the preseason intact. That's just not going to happen. I just think, Andy, they need to. You know the worst thing? You saw the stadium the other night against Minnesota. Place was empty. You know, the weather was questionable and the place was empty. So combined preseason with some questionable weather, that's not a good look for the NFL.
Mm-mm. $5 tickets?
Right. It's not a good look. And then the product that's on the field is not a good look. So it brings up, I mean, I understand, you know, getting to watch some young guys and the coaches getting to get tape, and I even understand the young guys trying to earn a job, whether with that team or with somebody else. I get all that. So do you. But for the league as a whole, I don't think it's a good idea to put an inferior product on the field in front of minuscule fan attendance. It's just not a good idea.
Although we did get used to it during the pandemic, the empty stadiums, right?
Well, a little bit. That's a different beast completely, though.
Yeah, I know. I want to see how this plays out. Here's what Mary Kay had to say about, you know, the future of the preseason in the NFL.
When you hear the commissioner saying that he wants to abolish the preseason games and go to 18 games, I think that's exactly what he's going to ask for and probably get. And then I think there will be a little bit more focus on those joint practices. But as I said in a tweet the other day, I think they should be collectively bargained and part of this process. So that you're not asking players to almost essentially play two more football games without that being factored into the money and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's probably going to be the way to go. It's really not fair to drag people to these stadiums and make them pay full price for these games. You look out there and you see, you know, Browns fans trying to enjoy themselves and coming out, you know, kind of in full force, but really a lot of empty seats, and it's just really not the product that they're paying for. So I think they should go.
I'll say this. You know, the weather, although I left before the weather got crazy last week, that, you know, the weather's been pretty good for these things. I think there's an opportunity to really enhance the fan experience during these preseason, whatever they were going to be. I think that they, you know, I go back and they haven't done it in a couple of years. I thought those family nights that they used to do for the, you know, like the Brown and Orange scrimmage, and they had fireworks afterwards.
Yeah, those were cool.
I thought that was a great idea. Like, especially for families that, you know, can't afford or just, it's just too much to try to ask them to go to a game. You know, now, again, tickets were $5 for last week's game, so, you know, cheaper than a movie if you're still going to movies. There's got to be a happy medium, too, because, y'all realize that NFL football teams like the preseason games on TV because they get the local revenue on that. The rest of the season, all that stuff goes into, you know, the big pot for the entire NFL. So when we talk about these billion-dollar contracts, they're split 32 ways. But when it comes to the local stuff, like if you're the Giants or the Jets, you're really loving it because you can charge top dollar for advertising, and all that money comes right back to your franchise. Same here, right? All the local money that happens on the preseason games, it's almost like their version of the baseball contract. But they know, and they gave up a game already, and then the locals have to give up games along the way too. Anytime a national picks it up and takes national rights, then the locals will end up losing them. So they may have had a deal to show at one point four preseason games, and the next thing you know, if you're one of the big teams in the NFL, you only have two or three. And so the money changed a little bit of different hands on that too. There's got to be a way that you can kind of make everybody happy. I think Mary Kay's right. You know, get rid of these games, add the 18th game. Who knows? You know, adding an 18th regular season game may make up for all the preseason loss revenue that the NFL was making. Because let's face it.
I would think it would, Andy.
Yeah, NFL is not about losing money in any way, shape, or form. Plus, they're not about losing it.
Where are you going to make more money? By putting an extra game in with attendance or running preseason games that don't have attendance.
That's why I think that, and I think that we've seen this over the last couple of years, because ESPN has really kind of dropped into this, showing these preseason games for college football and turning them into an event. I think that that is what would happen for NFL teams if they chose to do that with either joint practices or, you know, Brown and Orange scrimmages if they wanted to televise those. And crazy as it may sound, people will watch. They still will watch that because they're hungry for football, especially if you've gone months without it. And, you know, your last game was the Super Bowl, and you're listening to, oh, what's going on in minicamp? And now you get a chance to actually see the team, even if it's in a practice setting. And we might actually learn more about the team in the practice setting than we do in some of these preseason games where we're not seeing any of the starters. So what if you throw your starters out there first and 10, you know, for 10 plays in a row, like the coaches like, because they want to see what it looks like. So I think all of those things are kind of on the table.
I just think it's just a matter of time. They're not going to go to 18 games and leave the preseason as it is. So when they finally make that move, we'll get a big adjustment. And I don't think anyone will miss those preseason games. You like those practices, do a couple of more of those, and then just call it a day. That's about all you have to do, Andy. I really do think it's that simple. The NFL just has to wrap its head around the fact that, okay, we're going to lose some of this preseason television. You know, that's content for the NFL Network, which I think is a big deal. You know, because they run
all of them. But that's also content for the teams and for the local affiliates that are running those games too.
Right, but I mean, they pack the NFL Network with replays of all those games. And you'll just move on to something else. An 18th week that people will actually care about. Spread, you know, put in another bye week, you're going to end up with just as much TV.
Would you watch the combined practices on TV if you knew they were on?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't. Dan, nope. Would you?
No way in hell.
Jake, would you? Would you watch them? Nope.
Dan,
no. No, not one of you guys would watch them, really?
Nope.
No.
Have you ever watched the Ohio State spring game?
Nope.
Anybody's spring game?
I've seen it.
Have you?
Have not, no.
Wow.
Andy, I've seen a lot of football practice over the years.
Yeah.
I don't need to see more.
Gentlemen, I got a half-baked idea.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So let's try to kill two birds with one stone here on multiple things that annoy all of us as football fans and see if we could just knock it out in one foul swoop, and in that way we all only suffer once. And by that we mean...
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments.
Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody can stand preseason games, and we can't stand international games. Okay? Those are like the two, one of the bigger complaints that we have.
I don't hate the international games.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, does it lean further toward a 1 or a 10?
It leans about a 4, so
see,
a little closer.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really mind the 9 a.m. kickoff.
Well, that's because your team's not playing in it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
all
I love
we're
getting,
suffering through is what the West Coast suffers through every week.
Well,
like, you don't even think about
it. And then if I wanted that, I would move to Oregon.
All right.
But
I don't.
You're so ornery.
I enjoy getting up in the morning on Sunday and watching the 9 o'clock football game. I don't mind that international game.
I don't mind it either. I like it.
But I wouldn't want our team to be playing in it.
Correct. So it's about a 4 on the Phelps scale. Mm-hmm. I'd assume, what, about a 6 for you?
Yeah, it's about a 6.
About a 6?
Yeah.
Okay.
6.5.
So a little bit further down on the scale than where we would like it. So let's combine these two.
6.5.
European soccer is notorious.
Oh, you lost me. It's a 0 then.
For the preseason, what they'll do for warm-up games is they'll send them internationally. And they'll have teams like Arsenal and Bournemouth played in California. Manchester City and Chelsea played down in Columbus, down at the Shoe. They'll send these international games, are all preseason games. And
wait,
basically
are these
preseason warm-ups.
Oh, they're not friendlies, they're just preseasons?
They're preseason warm-up friendly. It's all the same general idea. Again, the score doesn't matter. So basically you're playing friendlies right now, except you call them preseason football.
Yeah, we can't call them friendlies. That's way too not cool
exactly.
enough.
Exactly.
And you're not allowed to call them exhibition either.
Yeah, we're not doing, you know, George Carlin over here with
you need
the
to
difference
call
between baseball
kick,
and football.
Kick butt games in the NFL.
So
we're gonna play some kick butts.
So let's kill two birds with one stone. What if we take all these preseason games and have one of them played in England, and we'll play another one in Brazil, and we'll play another one in Spain, and let's take another one to
but
Germany.
But you're still trying to get ready for the season, and now instead of going to Greenbrier for a week, you're going to
Munich.
Edinburgh for a week. Yeah.
Which is delightful this time of year.
You're not thinking like Roger Goodell. That's the
well, yeah, I don't
that
have,
is the problem with your thought process right
you
now.
You give me his checkbook, I'll think like him.
You're not thinking like Roger. Roger is thinking we're going to grow the game internationally. Growing the game internationally is not sending the international folks the crap we see in the preseason. That's just not, hey, would you like to pay a lot of money to watch fourth stringers who hope to play in the UFL next spring?
Should they move the preseason games away from the NFL stadiums? Because, you know, we could put over $1 billion in our stadium and take two more dates away from them. That'd be a great idea.
Can't give you a little bit of news.
Just get rid of the preseason. It's so obvious and simple. Just get rid of it.
That's two less dates for the stadium, too, by the way. Keep going.
Our buddy Zach Jackson on The Athletic up here on the X. As the Browns prepare to go through the process of preparing to make their final summer roster decisions, they have been willing to explore the possibility of trading quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Ooh. Let's talk about that when we come back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.